Hey, this is Chris Johnston of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. Google launched a new feature called Social Search. For those of you that don't know what it is, Google is going to return results to you for if you're searching for, say, a term, LSU football, and your friends on Facebook and or maybe there's an LSU LinkedIn group, or your Twitter friends are talking about it, Google's going to look at all of your friends and find out which ones are talking about that topic, and they're going to return that in the search results. So if I was searching for LSU football, those results are going to be at the very bottom of the page. Now, people are saying, why is it at the bottom of the page? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, I think Google's trying to avoid this being used by spammers. And spammers don't want to be at the bottom of the page. They want to be at the top, near the paid search results, and where people traditionally look. But Google's trying to train you to go to the bottom of the page because they want you to see the entire page of search results. So they're putting valuable content down there. This is the second thing they've done at the bottom of the page. The first thing was Google Profiles. Google Profiles are pages about you that you set up on Google to tell them who you are, and it links your name to that profile. So when people search for your name, those results show up at the bottom of the page. Google Profiles is also where Social Search pulls its data from. You put on there your profiles on all these various social sites that you belong to. You don't have to put them all. You pick and choose the ones you want to put, or you can't put them all. And then Google now has a link to that and could associate that with your name. So if you're signed into Google and you do a search on, say, LSU football, if you look down at the bottom of the page, it'll show you results from people in your social network, your social graph, that are talking about LSU football. What I started to think about was, I have profiles all over the place. There's tons of information out there about me. There are YouTube videos. There's Twitter. I'm on lists. People on different lists follow me. I'm on different lists on Twitter. They're a new feature. I have Facebook pages, LinkedIn pages, Plaxo pages. You know, I have MySpace pages. I have pages in probably 20 profiles in 20 different social networks. If somebody were to take all that information and look at it, they could slice and dice my information and get so much demographic and psychographic data about me. Now, I'm an edge case. The majority of people don't publish lots of data. They consume lots of data. But for those that do publish lots of data, those people would typically be considered influentials. So if you had a company or product that could go in and slice and dice that data, you could look at these people and look at all the places they're on and find different things that are unique about this person and store this in a database. So if an advertiser came to you and said, look, I'm looking for a guy in his mid-30s that likes cars, that cares about the environment, you know, that's in marketing, he's college educated, they could put that information in and they could find people that fit that criteria, then this marketer could go out and engage with this person and court them to talk about their product. And they would know what's important to this person because they've got that data done. They've got that already. I'd love to do this myself, but I don't even have any idea where to begin or the skills to make it work. But I just thought I'd throw that out there for you. This is Chris of Social Media for RealEstateAgents.com. Check out the website at that address if you want to call me. And, you know, check me out, talk to me, hire me. You can reach me at 504-208-1766, 504-208-1766. And on Twitter, I'm at Chris Johnston. That's C-H-R-I-S-J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N. Talk to y'all later.